Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Akee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's happening now in the news. More disappointing news about the economy out today. The government is now saying unemployment has hit a 25-year high last month, climbing now to 8.5%. That is the highest it's been since October of 1983. Employers trimmed 663,000 jobs from their payrolls in March. 2 million jobs have been lost this year alone, and more than 5 million have been lost since the start of last year. President Obama addressed the people of France this morning during a town hall-style meeting in Strasbourg. The president explained how both the U.S. and France must find new ways of working together.
This has been a very productive conversation. I look forward to further productive conversations this evening and tomorrow surrounding NATO's mission. I'm confident that when the United States and France are acting in concert, that the prospects for peace and prosperity around the world are strengthened.
The president is traveling just over the border today to meet with the German chancellor. North Korea is going ahead with its final preparations to launch a rocket, perhaps within the next day. The North says it's sending up a communications satellite, but Japan and other countries have called it a missile test. There is a 5-day window for the launch. A successful launch would mean North Korea has long-range capability, and that has Japan worried. Speculation is running rampant that internet search engine Google is interested in buying out Twitter. The influential blog TechCrunch reported on Thursday that Google is in late-stage negotiations to acquire Twitter. Google says it does not comment on rumor, while Twitter has not responded to a CNN email. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. We're going to continue to update you right here throughout the day.